Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Wednesday, which means we open up the PC workshop. And welcome back to the station once again, Martin Howe from IT Know How. How the devil?
Good morning.
You all right?
Absolutely. All good. Better for the sunshine.
Good. This time around, we thought, as opposed to choosing one particular subject, we'd go through some of the questions that we've had through the website, Martin.
Yes. So we've got three. One was from several weeks ago and has been dealt with already, but I thought we were one to share with you from a lady called Audrey. I have a lovely photo of my granddaughter on my on my computer, which I want to email to my friend in Australia. How do I attach it to an email? And quite funnily enough, this is a really common question we get asked, because it does appear to be one of those things that insurmountable as far as it goes.
It's a simple little thing to the likes of people that are you and I, who are relatively computer savvy. Well, it makes sense for you to be computer savvy otherwise.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah. But there are still some people that don't, you know, my mum, for example, I'll give you an example here. My mum still struggles. I mean, she's very good on Facebook and stuff, but she still struggles in putting groups of photographs into a folder on her computer and then moving it to another area to tidy the computer up. Yeah. Clueless.
She's probably got multiple copies of
oh, yeah. Exactly.
So and that happens. And this is another one of those examples whereby, in actual fact, all the information has always been staring you in the face. It's really just a matter of actually just reading what's in front of you, so to speak. So to start with, so you want to attach a photo to your email. The first thing to do is write your email. Do the usual things. So put in the address to who it's going to, put in a subject, and write your content. So you've done that. Now you want to attach the photo. So in essence, now all of the programs, there are lots and lots of different programs. There's lots of different webmail services and everything else. But all of them generally follow the same fundamental principle, that they use a paperclip, a little symbol of a paperclip, to indicate attachment. All right. So you look at what you're looking for now is something, and often, in fairness, it will actually have the word attachment written underneath it. Or if you drift your mouse pointer over it, it'll say attach a file or something like that. So you simply click on this. What will happen next is a window will pop up and there'll be an option that says in there browse. So you simply now browse by clicking on your picture folder, and you just go through the system, as it were, till you find your picture. You click on it. Next, in the bottom right corner of that window, there will be an option that says attach or upload or something like that, which you click on, and that's it. You've done it. And so all you now do... Yeah, exactly. And then you obviously just click on send in the usual way, and off your picture goes.
Now, if for whatever reason you can't find this picture of a paperclip somewhere, I think if you go to file, the drop down, and then it'll say add attachment. Okay, it's probably a bit more of a long way round. But...
No, you're not. But it depends on what program you're using.
Right. Okay.
All of the online services, and there's a lot of people now use the online services like Hotmail, Yahoo,
Gmail.
These sort of services. There's no drop downs, so to speak. Okay. You are looking for little icons. So just look for the paperclip and you should find it there. Now, just a couple of things just to mention, just so that you don't go off half cocked in any way as far as it goes. Modern digital cameras take good photographs. Now, digitally, that means they're actually quite large. So if you were going to attach, just say you had 4 photos you wanted to send, you'd probably be okay. But if you had 10 you wanted to send and you attached all of them to your email, you would probably stop the email going. And this is simply because most email services have an attachment limit, or a file size limit. Some are 20, some are 25. A few of the older services are only 10. But in essence, you would be able to attach 3, 4, or 5 photographs to your email to send it. And secondly, I've mentioned obviously photographs here, but you can actually use this same method to attach something and send it for all kinds of attachments. So you could send anything. So if you've got a Microsoft Word document you want to send to somebody, so you might have written a CV and you want a member of the family to look at it and vet it for you, you attach it in exactly the same way. You just go through exactly the same process. So as I said, this isn't exclusive to photos. It is simply the computer just sees it as a file and you just attach it in exactly the same way.
Excellent. Dead simple. So still to come then on the PC Workshop, we have questions about...
how many gigadoodahs do I need for a new laptop? And should I leave my computer on all day?
Interesting. The answers to those questions will be coming up inside the next 30 minutes here on Tone FM.